Today on Gardening in a Minute, maiden grass. Ornamental grasses can bring great texture and movement to a garden, and maiden grass is a southern garden favorite. Maiden grass grows in clumps that can reach 3 to 10 feet tall and 2 to 6 feet wide. It can be planted in mass, in mixed borders, or as a vertical accent in containers. It's also sold under its scientific name, Miscanthus. Its graceful foliage can be solid or variegated, and cultivars like Purpurescens will turn red or orange in fall. Maiden grass produces eye-catching seed heads each summer or fall that stay on the plant through winter. The silvery tassels are breathtaking when they're backlit by the afternoon sun. Each spring, cut maiden grass to the ground in order to encourage new growth and propagate maiden grass by division in early spring. For more information about ornamental grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rooting hormones. If you're starting plants from cuttings, you can speed up the process and ensure greater success by using rooting hormones. Rooting hormones occur naturally in plants, but are also commonly available in powdered form. These powders provide supplemental amounts of auxin, a natural plant hormone that helps with root development, and may also include a fungicide. All you have to do is dip the end of each cutting into the powder before you plant it in the soil. You can pour a small amount of the powder into a small dish so that you won't contaminate the remaining product. Keep the cuttings moist, but not too wet, for the first several weeks until the roots take hold. In time, you should have plenty of new plants to use or share. For more information about rooting hormones and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mosquito control. Mosquitoes can really put a wrinkle in outdoor plans, and controlling them is a constant battle during the warm months in Florida. Many commercial products are available to homeowners trying to manage mosquitoes, but your best bet for control is to prevent infestations. Look for containers with standing water in your landscape and empty them out, and ask your neighbors to do the same. Clean debris from your rain gutters and eliminate standing water on flat roofs, air conditioning units, and other structures. Remember to fix leaky pipes or faucets. Change the water in bird baths weekly and in outdoor pet bowls daily. Stock ornamental ponds with Gambusia fish that feed on mosquito larvae, and look for products containing the bacteria BT for water areas that can't be drained. For more information about mosquitoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, soap aloe. Soap aloe is a tough, Florida-friendly plant that can be grown throughout the state, adding a bold touch to any garden. Soap aloe blooms throughout the warm months of the year with hummingbird-attracting flowers in red, orange, or yellow. Its name is derived from the fact that the sap from its thick, fleshy leaves can be used as a soap substitute. Individual plants can reach 1 to 2 feet across. They'll also spread by putting out new plants called pups, making soap aloe an effective ground cover plant. The edges of the leaves have sharp spines, so keep this in mind when you choose the right spot for planting. Plant soap aloe in full sun or partial shade in a well-drained soil. Once established, it'll be highly drought-tolerant. For more information about soap aloe and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting Florida's waters. Looking at a map of Florida, it's easy to see that our state is covered with a network of springs, lakes, and streams. Even if you don't live on the water, what you do in your landscape can affect Florida's water bodies. That's because water that runs off or filters through your landscape can carry excess fertilizers and pesticides into our water system. You can help protect Florida's waters by following these simple Florida-friendly landscaping practices. When you fertilize, always do so responsibly. Consider using slow-release products. Apply them at the proper rates, and always clean up any spills. Never dump old pesticides or fertilizers down the drain. Instead, dispose of them safely by bringing them to a household hazardous waste collection site. For more information about water and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.